Blog Talk Radio.
Full Spectrum Radio / Ghost Raps this evening. This is Big Ray. On the line we have with us from Parafest 2013 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the Sands Casino, CPR Matt, CPR Dennis. Say hello, guys.
Hey, brother.
What's going on, Ray?
Just hanging out, doing my thing. You guys all right?
Dude, we're definitely having a blast. Just to cancel feedback, I don't know where the hell Dennis is right now. He's probably walking around doing some crazy stuff as usual. But, yeah, I'm outside at the moment just to get a clear signal and everything else. Hopefully I'm coming through loud and clear. And we're definitely going to have some interesting stuff representing Ghost Raps today. That's completely for sure.
Appreciate you guys doing it.
Just to answer your question, Smart Alec, I am not running around doing some crazy stuff. I'm sitting back looking at Christopher and Philip Booth Brothers. I am looking at Chip Coffee doing autograph signings. Right down the road from me, I can see Mark and Debbie Constantino. Oh, shit. Matter of fact, they're walking towards me right now. So, yeah, crazy shit. I'm not sure about that, but I'm definitely having a good time.
Whoa, whoa, Mr. S-Bomb.
Yeah, definitely is noisy up there. I know y'all been having a good time.
You know, last end, you know what, I have to give a shout-out to my friend Shane, who drove in from Philly. I basically grew up with him, and we were friends for a long time. He ended up moving out to this area. It's at the 2.5-hour drive, so you say hi.
Yo, what's happening, guys? How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey,
welcome aboard.
How's it going, Shane?
What was that?
Take it off, Dennis. Or Matt, sorry.
Yeah. Well, Shane says hi. I don't know if you heard him or not.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He came through pretty clear, actually.
But yeah, no, we're chilling outside right now. I have blood all over me. What in the hell?
Really?
You probably ran into Sarah LaBrie earlier. That's how you got blood all over you. Either that, or you've been screwing with Freddie again.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. Freddie is walking around. So is Jason. Yeah, I don't know. I literally just looked down and like, oh, I got blood on my shoe. Oh, I got blood on my pants. What in the hell?
It's just that time, Matt.
Yeah.
I was thinking, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Yeah, but see,
you're much more of a gentleman than I am, brother.
Hey, I have to say, you know what? I am a lady. I am a lady now.
Yeah, but hey, we're definitely having a good time. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave, give me a favor, will you? I'm on air right now, Full Spectrum Radio, Ghost Apps. Can I throw my little butt on you? Awesome, man. Here's Dave Tango, brother. Ray Rucker is actually.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome. You having fun?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. So what are y'all doing up there?
Oh, right now we're just doing some signatures. We're going to have a panel, Q&A at 6 o'clock, and just having fun.
Good. Matt,
yes,
are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so doing some autographs, meeting some pretty cool people. Y'all going to hang out
afterwards?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
And
good time.
I hear you. Yeah, man, it's a good time up there. I can see it. And,
absolutely. Yeah, whoever can make it, please make it.
That's right. So, when so you guys are going to do this here, and then after you're actually going to be there till what, 9 or 10 o'clock tonight? Is it
about? I think it's about 9. We're signing till, and then after that, we're just gonna hang out and chat with people and all that. So,
Dave, you're I'm sitting outside right now, just outside of the Sam's. Your booth's been really busy, so we ain't bothering you too much today. Are you doing the undead party tonight?
I think so. I'm not sure. Oh yeah, I actually have to go in a second, but I think we will be around. We'll be everywhere, to be honest with you. We're gonna be omnipresent tonight, so you will see it if you're here.
Yeah, the our two counterparts, Sarah Labrie and Megan Campbell, just right around the curtain from you guys.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They're already kind of undead. So.
All right. Cool. Well, it was good talking. Unfortunately, I have to go, but yes, please, whoever's listening, definitely come down and say hello.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for taking the time. I definitely appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Well, that was kind of impromptu. I think they were running off to the bathroom. But I wish we got to throw them on air. I got Steve looking at him going, dude, come on, gotta go. But, yeah, that's kind of what it's like here, folks. The stars are out here, and they're so laid back. Even though we see them on TV every week and shit, they're just more than happy to stop and talk to whoever stops them.
Hey, I'm going to go quiet for 1 second.
All right.
So,
I'll tell you
do your thing, guys.
The first time is definitely killer.
All right, so... there's CPR Matt, CPR Dennis, or Full Spectrum Radio. They're on the floor there. Dennis is inside. Matt's outside a little bit. He's got blood all over him. Not sure if it's his or somebody else's. But I guess I should suggest he use a tourniquet if necessary.
Yeah.
And with all the paranormal stuff going on.
Well, earlier he was running around with a DMT shirt on, so I'm sure he can fix himself. And if he can't fix himself, well, the hell with him.
Yeah, they have 911 up there. Somebody will call.
Get any better after that. I know that feeling.
1, 2, 3.
All right. What in the world was that? But,
all right, I'm back.
Yeah, let's see. I'll see if I can track Matt down, find out what the blood's from. If I need to throw a tourniquet on him, I will. By the way, we are in the shadow of Bethlehem Steel Foundry. So there's a huge amount of land that I could probably find to go hide the body.
Oh, by the way, I want to put it out there, too. If anybody wants, I'm walking around with a silver marker and a... Oh, there he is. You prick.
I just happened to run up. Matt and I actually crossed paths. I run up behind him and just clicked his ear.
Ray, I definitely have to say... We're missing here, brother. That's for sure.
I appreciate it. I wish I could have been there, but you know how things are. Got to man the fort and do what I got to do down here. It's great weather, by the way, so y'all picked a very good weekend to go up for the Parafest. And by the pictures, did a set me. It's definitely a lot of people up there, and so you guys are definitely busy and having fun. So Castan's Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, you still got time, head over there.
Well, hey, I'm sitting pretty much right in front of me right now. I have two of the most important people that are here, being Sarah Labrie and Megan Campbell. Can I say hi or in the middle
sure.
of them? It is Big Ray from Ghost Raps Radio.
Hello there.
Hello. Is this Sarah? Hello.
How are things going?
Going pretty good. Who's this?
Pretty good. Pretty good. TerraFest is rocking. Wow. This turnout is just amazing.
Good.
Wait,
so y'all are real busy.
Sarah, the word is awesome.
Yes. Sorry, it's a little bit loud here.
Yes, it is. That's okay. And but you guys are having fun, meeting a lot of cool people, and hanging out with Matt and Dennis. I know you're having a good time.
We are. We're having a great time. And the turnout, like I said, is amazing. I mean, the crowd today is massive. So if anyone is out in the area, be sure to check it out. Cause it's a really good event.
Cool. Yep, and make sure you sign plenty of autographs.
Oh, we are, yes, signing lots. So I will go ahead and give you back to Mark, and yeah, awesome.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
How the hell do you not know my name?
All right.
How in the hell is... Wait, seriously, really?
Pardon me now while I roll.
Well, yeah, my shirt does have Mark all over it.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
Yeah, Mark, it's good to see you, brother. Good to see you.
Let me, you know what? Let me take a run over and see if another special guest is. Oh, hey, Dennis, real quick, have you seen Tracy Ray and David Roundtree or no?
I do know that David had a, they were going to run a symposium on technology and so forth. David was due to go speak at that. I think Tracy Ray was going to roll with him, but I can run over and grab him real quick if he needs to. Give me 2 seconds and I'll make my way over to their booth.
That's, yeah, I was looking for them too. I am walking down the row right now. Oh, and of course they're busy. All right, well, we will for sure get them on when they have a free second is Brian Kano and Jason Gates from Haunted Collector. I was talking with them just a couple minutes ago, and I think I lost Shane. Uh-oh. I don't need him involved with all these crazy fucks. So,
yeah, I understand there's a few running around.
Well, this is also Shane at last, and Shane's first paranormal event. So I told him to stick by me and hang on for the ride.
good luck. Yeah.
So
Dennis,
where are you at right now?
Dennis. Come in, Dennis.
Dennis.
Hey, hey, I'm here. I'm just trying to hear past all the noise and everything, everybody. Sorry about that.
No, it's totally understandable.
I'm seriously thinking I'm going to, like, sneak away up to the balcony in the meet and greet area. Let me see what kind of stars are up there, and I can at least have a little quiet space.
Hey, all right. I do have another...
What?
Hang on, I'm getting radio bombed. He's doing a radio bomb.
You hear me?
Bomb. What was that? That's what I thought a new friend, radio bomb.
Well, you know what photo bombing is, right? Well, we just got radio bombed, folks, live on air. First time I think that's ever happened. And they said,
hey,
Siggy run up on me and just starts bombing me on the radio.
Dennis, where's George's crazy ass?
George is calling us in. George is going to call in about 10 minutes. Last I knew, he was headed off to talk to Danny Glover. Let me go see if I can find him, and I'll see what's going on. In just a minute.
Man, it is busy up there. A lot of people.
Hey, Ray, you really weren't expecting this, were you?
Not really. But when I get you guys on the phone, you never know what's going to happen.
And honestly, you probably couldn't have had your correspondent to come out for you than us.
Without a doubt.
All right. Well, my master trackers have informed me where I can find George Lopez. So I am headed off to the Stars green room. It's going to get a little loud in a minute while I walk past the band over in the Visions Lounge or Visions Nightclub, whatever it is. I wish I had video to throw out on the thing right now. But let me just see if I can find George. I'm going to go silent for a minute while I get past all this noise.
So I was going to, well, shortly after, I'm going to have to find George when we're all talking, but yeah, at the same time, they had to step away for a moment, but Sarah wanted to stop in and say hi to you, Ray. That should be, then you have the board up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot her a text. I'm gonna shoot her another text right now and let her know that George is calling in. But Chelsea DeMolly from Modern Encounters Face wants to call in and say hi.
All right. And George Lopez is on the phone, Matt.
Oh, George is with us, or he's on hold?
Yeah, he's already in. I'm ready to bring him on when you're ready.
Oh, well, bring him on. Bring him on. I'm trying to find him now.
Okay. Bringing him in. Hello. Let's see if he can hear us. George? Hello, George. George Lopez, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, George.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Yep,
hey,
it's George. What's happening?
George!
Hey.
I'm sitting in Sarah Megan's booth right now. What's up?
You're
hey,
in Sarah
George,
Megan's booth, dude.
Favor,
you're yeah.
I just came to the top of the escalator. I understand you're behind a set of doors up here somewhere. I'm just not sure which set. Can you poke out in the hallway?
Don't go up the escalator. Come down the escalator. I'll open up the door and show you where I'm at. If you're over by Sarah and Megan, then you're just in nothing but the center of trouble.
Fortunately they're not here, so I'm not between them. But
oh, they're not okay. They're wandering around themselves then. And have you seen their Halloween costume for the party tonight?
Yes, I have, and I am gonna have to bring my A game for what the hell are you doing? Let's kind of bro on this and figure out something that we can compliment the lovely ladies that we're with.
And how would you like to do that?
It's impossible.
If we take it too far, yeah, we're gonna get slapped in the face, and we're. Without question, but it's still it's a phenomenal event. There's so many wonderful parts of this community that are getting together for this event and talking similar topic, but also getting to know each other personally too. It's been an absolutely phenomenal weekend, and it's far, far, far from over.
Right, it's well about halfway through. We have a long way to go.
Yeah. Would you go on and see if I'm back feet. I want to see if what happens.
All right. Well, I just took myself off mute. Now what do we got? We got back feet. We got echoing.
Back to
everything good?
We're getting back to you. Feedback.
You step out of holiday. So I'll step away from George, which is kind of a relief because, God, he's ugly. I didn't think he'd be that ugly, but holy crap.
I don't know what to do with you yet.
I got to step back and peek around the corner here and make sure he's not coming out that door with a butchering knife or something.
Make sure he's not doing anything
else. I got to do something real quick. I'm going quiet for a moment. So just if you ask me a question, I won't respond. Just FYI.
Thanks. No, that's all right. We're used to you not responding intelligently anyway. So at this point, if you don't respond, it's probably best.
So George, if you have anything handy, you might want to throw it at Dennis.
All I got close enough to my hands is either a cookie or so I can either give him a paper cut or calories. That's about it.
Okay.
Hell, throw me a cookie. Hey, I will say this on a serious note instead of just killing time. George and I had made mention of EVPs, where they come from, how we get them. And I want to kind of pick his brain a little bit. See where that conversation leads to. So what is your thought on how we actually capture EVPs, George? Other than the fact that, you know, we capture them with electronic devices and et cetera, how do we capture them? I guess that's the question. What generates it?
Well, I guess more than anything else, then, I mean, it's a $20,000 question that we're all looking at, and I think we've become enough of a maturity in this community as a field, even though it's still 30 or 40 years young, and we've got a long way to go. We're starting to accept words that are very, very taboo-ish, such as, I don't know. And people have to look at that because there's no certainties in this community as far as how we do what we do and why it happens, why there are certain psychic mediums that are just so profoundly accurate, why certain equipment other than others will capture more EVPs. We don't know yet. We're still making a lot of headway on just simple blind faith and guesswork. But, you know, we're still, I think, proceeding forward with this community. As far as how EVPs are intercepted or captured, you know, theoretically it's an energy imprint by the spirit, but it's in theory. Everything is a theory until it's proven to be fact. And you know, we're going on that assumption. But one of the discussions that, and Dennis brought this up, that we had with Grant Wilson yesterday at his booth was in regards to, if you remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, and it was an adaptation to Carl Sagan's work. And the concept basically was communication with this particular planet, and the planet sent back schematics on how to build a travel machines of some sort through a wormhole or vortex, if you've seen the movie. If you haven't, stand by or go see it. But the concept could really be used just as much in this field, where we could possibly start asking the questions, how can we get better communication, and seeing whether or not they will give us schematics from the other side of the veil to open this door much more comfortably. And that's one of the hopes that, you know, doing events like this, ParaFest 2013 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that we can maybe work with some of the greatest minds in this field out there and see what we can come up with, because I think that's a worthwhile endeavor to see whether or not they're, you know, we always wonder whether or not they're willing and able to communicate, and if they are, why can't they help us? So hopefully that'll work out for us.
And George, I got a question for you. Like you were saying, you know, all of us are paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, whatever you want to call us. But the more I thought I knew back then what I knew, but I actually found the more I do, the more I don't know. But my question to you is, it seems like we all get a lot of the same thing, like get out, for instance. That's one of them that really comes up a lot. Get out, stop. Why do you think we get a lot of the same type of catches?
You know, it could be looked at in two different ways. If it's an intelligent spirit, you know, it's the old saying that as soon as we figure out the answers, they change the questions. We're not changing the questions. It's almost the same redundancy in what we're doing, that it may be somewhat of an agitation to the spirits that are there. They're tired of hearing team after team after team come in with the same format that they're actually exclaiming, I'm sick of it, get out. Theory number two, which I more buy into more than anything else, is that a lot of these properties have absorbed energy from a very emotional standpoint where you're getting residual sounds. It's not really a haunting so much as it's a reaction of the room where get out may have been said many a time. Maybe there was a horrible event that went on during that time, and a lot of events during that time where there were in-house family incest, things that were occurring and that were never brought forward, and these harmful energies have been absorbed into these rooms. No different than a child crying mommy. How many investigators out there, Dennis, hear mommy during an investigation? What's the one thing, if you're a father, what do you hear constantly? Mommy, 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 mommy. That's embedded into that building. So it's expected for us to hear some of these things out there. So, but again, I don't know.
Yeah, so basically, like the same way that we ingest poison through absorption in the skin pores, the building, the location, the pores of the existence of that building absorbs it in the same way. And I think it's just a matter of it being released. Is it
a exactly
a combination of intelligence? But you know, the coincidence of the timing on when those are released from the pores of that building's gut or its skin, and the coincidence on the timing, as far as get out, mommy, things like that, if it isn't a direct, intelligent response to my exact line of questioning at that moment, I mean, give or take a few moments, 30 seconds or something. Otherwise, I have a feeling that more that it's just a residual, and it's just that sweat, the poison coming out of the pores in the location.
Well, from the ground that it's built upon on up, Dennis, I mean, realistically, you can go from the aspect of the energies from the Native American culture all the way up to the homes, the people who lived in those homes, the tragedies, the joys, the holidays. It's going to be something that is going to be retained. It is a living, breathing carbon entity. It's what it is. As far as we look at it, it's not a person who can respond, but it is still living atoms that can respond under the right conditions. I truly believe that, and that would be our residual experiences that we're having.
And as far as the generic EVPs that we get, to get out, the mommy, things like that. I do believe that's what's occurring, is the pores are just releasing it. As far as an intelligent response, can you tell me your name?
David.
Okay, well, that one I will take as perhaps there's energy there that's able to somehow manipulate. And it's not so much the pores in the brain, but the pores of your surroundings. That is truly energy. That's one of those things that you still have to map out and figure out what the hell actually occurred.
I lost it towards the end. Whoever is still in the event, it's the background noise is so loud, it's drowning you out at this time.
Yeah. Matt, if you can hear me, you mute your phone.
I got
Matt's too busy checking out all the chicks.
Yeah.
He's looking at all the shirts and the costumes. Don't let him lie to you.
I definitely apologize. I am back. I know that you were missing me and wondering what was going on. I saw the tears coming out of his face from a distance.
All right. Yeah,
well,
we were
wondering why
you
didn't hit mute.
If, you all don't care. Let's be
honest. Matt, we'll have to catch you up to speed on it when we get a chance. Perhaps tonight at the Visions Bar, George, myself, and you can sit down. And, hey, George, do you think we can get Fluffy, that great big-ass bodyguard you got rolling around with you, to sit with us?
Let me see if I can track him down. Yeah.
By the way, he introduced something brand new. He radio-bombed me. I was standing outside, and next thing you know, he runs over going, "You're getting radio bomb, 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 bomb. You're being radio bomb."
That sounds like Jiggy, without question. Yeah, let me put you on mute, and I'll go out there and see if I can't hunt him down. He shouldn't be too far from the city. He's going to meet me this direction. So let me track him down and bring him in here.
Thanks, George. All right, we've got a couple of callers on the line, Matt and Dennis. We are getting a lot of background noise, so if you're not talking, you might want to mute your phone because it's drowning each other out, all right?
If that's me, I can go mute for you. I'm still manning the booth, so once
okay.
I'll just
right.
keep an ear out
okay.
once I get away, once they're on.
Meeting get back. Okay, you're doing okay. We lost one caller. Okay, hold on. We got another caller here. If you're online, please hang in there with us. We have a caller here. I'm going to mute out.
Hello.
All right, on the line. Last four digits of your phone number is 0919. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Chelsea DeMolly. Haunted Encounter.
Oh my goodness.
How you
Chelsea,
doing?
This is Dennis. Love you, darling. Long time no talk.
I know. It's been right. forever. Are you loving the ParaFest?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You have no clue.
I heard it's supposed to be awesome. So
so far, it has been wonderful.
It's delivering. That's good.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Chelsea DeMolly is a wonderful psychic, very talented, and not to mention just a sweetheart all around.
Aw, thank you. I try.
Yeah.
I fail sometimes,
yeah, well.
But I try.
I'm running around now trying to find somebody that radio bombed me earlier. So what have you been up to lately, Chelsea?
Oh, just, you know what, taking the last couple of weeks off and just trying to relax a little bit. I've got some things starting up that I can't really talk about that entertainment related. But, yeah, just dying in the heat that is Vegas. It's hot. It's really hot. But other than that, wish I was there.
Yeah, but they tell us it's a dry heat, so that's much better, right?
No, dry heat is not much better.
No, dry heat is
like
a freaking oven.
Yeah, it's like
standing
in a blow dryer if you go outside.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fun.
Yeah, I was at their last
well,
year.
I was
going to
get out my oven.
Big Ray, by the way. Sorry.
Huh?
I was say I was out there last year, and I got in an elevator in one of the parking decks, and I was like, what the hell am I doing? I just stepped into an oven. And it was still like 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, there's no difference. If there's ruts in the road from the heat, dry don't matter.
Because
the cars are literally sinking in the road.
It's sad. I think it's sad. You know, and people that are acclimated to this, they will wear, like, long-sleeve shirts and long pants all year round. You know, it's 110 outside. And what are you doing? You're insane. Yeah, it's
kind of
scary.
In case you didn't want to do a reading, Chelsea, this is Ray, and I got Matt. And Matt, are you there? Come in, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Where'd you go, Matt? We have lost one. Man down.
He's on the air, but I don't know. I asked him to mute for a minute, but... I guess he put his phone down from his head. So, do you do you live in Vegas, Chelsea?
I live just outside of Vegas, yeah.
Okay. So, you do readings and that kind of thing out there?
I do. I do live readings, and I do readings by phone. I have like a wide reach. I do readings for people in Australia and Thailand and New Zealand, and I've got clients all over, but can do them just as effectively by phone. But it's kind of nice in Vegas; people come in and see me, so it works.
Good.
It's working for me.
Yeah,
right.
There you are.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to talk to security about something. Can I give, I do want to give a 100% truthful testimonial, Chelsea, not because you're on the show, but I will back you 1,000% on anything that you have going on. Chelsea has done readings for me. She's helped me out on a lot of projects, and I have to say, and Dennis backed me up on this too, this chick is spot on. Like, no joke. If you ever have any questions about anything, she is definitely the one to contact if it does come down to it, to where you need something done. Chelsea, I have to say, the stuff that you've done for me has been absolutely, absolutely amazing. And everything that you've ever told me and helping me out has been 100%, no questions asked.
Thank you. And I love paranormal readings. I love structure readings. Primarily,
so full of water.
Love of mine. So
okay, then walk away. Then walk away.
What did I miss? Is that what security was about? Who have you offended, Matt?
No, it was me running around trying to be Scott Grunewald in a tutu. No, I'm just kidding. I had to refresh my wristband because the other one fell off.
I don't even want to ask how you managed to make your wristband fall off.
Yeah.
I don't know. The glue, actually, which this has to be some space age adhesive that apparently failed.
Funny. But no, so I wanted to tell you guys, I read this article, and I know it's all over Facebook today, but a client from Brazil sent it to me this morning, and I read through it before I posted it on my Facebook page, but I don't know if you all saw the article on CNN about ghost hunting.
No, I missed this.
You guys haven't seen it yet?
Well, that's what sucks about being stuck here.
Yeah, when you finally are able to relax a little bit, go to my Facebook page and grab that link. And it's amazing. But it does use the word paradrama in it. So it really kind of talks about how all the ghost hunting teams are wanting to be on TV now and how it's getting really cutthroat and ridiculous. So.
Well, if it's on CNN, I believe it.
Sorry?
I said if it's on CNN, I don't know whether I can believe them or not, but I believe what you're saying about this field. Yeah, you know, you give a lot of the paranormal unity, that kind of thing, and some of us do. You know, Dennis and I and Matt, we've known each other for a while, so there are ones of us that do hang out together and that kind of thing, but it seems like there's one faction that all they do is go around and try to stab each other in the back, cut each other up. It is ridiculous.
Right. This is actually, I mean, if you read this article on your mobile phone, it's like 10 pages long. And it's incredible. It brings about, I mean, it talks about
phone?
Zach. Sorry? Is that somebody not on mute? Okay. It talks about Zach and John Zaffis, and, you know, it talks about, I think Grant is in there. It mentions a lot. It mentions quite a few people. Edwin Lorraine, Warren. It talks about really the roots of the paranormal and why we do this, but what it's turned into. The first couple pages are really what it's turned into with competitive bull crap, you know, that's tearing each other down, and it's all about TV, and many of the teams won't even admit it's about TV, and it's just really, really sad to me. And I just wanted to kind of touch on that while I called into your show, kind of using your show as a platform a little bit, if anybody wants to read that article. What we've turned into, and now we are mainstream, if we've actually hit CNN.com, the paranormal community is now mainstream, and we're being viewed as the word paradrama was used in this article, that scares me a little bit. We need to find some unity again. We need to come back to what we were all about to begin with, regardless of who wants to be on TV and who doesn't, regardless of of the fame factor and anything else. Quite honestly, five episodes of Haunted Encounters for me didn't change who I am. Unfortunately, I've seen that not happen in quite a few other individuals. So you might want to rethink your goals as far as this field's concerned, and just know that we're being viewed on a wide scale level now, publicly, and we're being viewed as drama and competitiveness. I mean, the words nerds gone action figures or action stars were now the nerds that have turned into action stars, and those were used in the article as well. And you know, I mean, it's just sad. It's sad that we have to be viewed like that on a national level, and I thought it was really interesting with so many events, with a few events going on this week, for that article to come out. So definitely everybody should check it out, read it, and maybe ask your team. If you're listening and you're in a paranormal team, ask your team, you know, go through and ask what your real goals are and be really honest with yourself. And people should turn around, and if they don't have anything nice, somebody shouldn't say anything at all, because it can really, really turn people's lives upside down. And it's so sad to see what's happened in this field. And I'm off my tangent now. Sorry, Matt.
Thank
you. Dennis.
Thank you.
Hey, trust me. You're welcome to take a tangent anytime you want to jump up on the soapbox, scream, holler, pound, everything you want to do, darling, anytime. You are always welcome to just be yourself and have a blast on my show, our show, whatever.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can have a weekly spot if you want and rant about whatever you want.
It's not really a rant. To me it was upsetting that this is the way we get to go mainstream. You know, I mean, now we get to be looked at for the paradrama instead of what we're actually about. That's sad.
Yeah.
Well, I got something about that anyway. CNN, I have never had anything for CNN. You know, being in the military and everything, you see the feeds that they send them back, and then when you see them on the news, it's nothing like it. CNN,
right.
Actually, how important and impressive they are during the Gulf War invasion, they actually blue-screened supposed war footage from the top of their building in Atlanta, Georgia. So they fake many shows, and they're all about ratings. They don't give a crap about news. Most of the stuff put out there isn't news anyway. So, but I'm looking at the story here on the internet, and you're right, it's a bunch of crap.
And it was.
I'm live on air with Rebecca Jordan.
Well, I'm going to come find you, by the way. Sorry. Yeah, Rebecca from Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum just walked up to me. So, we'll continue. You know what? You're gonna be on later. I gave you that. Give me this. We're not talking about drugs, by the way.
All right.
Oh,
Matt,
what,
Mark,
you
we got
to
another
me?
Caller on.
Anywhere.
Hey, that one's on hold for a moment, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Matt,
hey,
Dennis, we have another caller on.
Is that the 1950 last four digits?
1950 it is.
All right. Yeah, you can leave him on hold for a minute. That's my radio bomber. Let's finish on Chelsea real quick. and then we'll bring him on so I can, like, you know, get some revenge.
All right.
Puzzles on my arm.
It's definitely been a crazy world. I mean, if you think about it, 5 years ago, about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, if you said you were a paranormal investigator, people looked at you like you had a penis grown out your forehead.
It really did.
You know, you're straight up in, you know, I mean, I haven't read the article. I wish the hell I had so I could be a little more educated about what you're talking about. But they, I mean, they're right. You know, it's cutthroat. People are talking shit about everybody else just because they think it'll get them a half a step forward. No, it's BS. I mean,
supposedly we're all in this for the same purpose, and that's to find out what's on the other side. Well, the only way that can work is if we actually work together. I mean, you know, think about it. If all the scientists at NASA, all the scientists at NASA did what the paranormal community is doing and tearing each other down, we would have probably not sent up a shuttle. We would have had a great earth boring device.
Exactly. It's true. And, you know, and judging by the way things are looking, paranormal, quote unquote, para-unity may be a pipe dream, because this appears to be getting worse instead of better. And it's making quite a few very, very reputable people, you know, just shake their heads and want to quit the field. And that's when, you know, you just got to have to want, it just makes you wonder, you know? I mean, it's just not right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting article to me, only because, well, because we've gone mainstream, of course. So I'm like, wow. And then just the fact that it talks about the roots of it, and it talks about some very reputable people in the paranormal community that really don't associate themselves with all of this drama. You see these people kind of stay out of it. But they're very reputable, and it talks about what they've done and why they do it, you know, and it should, it's an article I really feel like every team should make each team member read, because it really brings it back to home. It really brings it home, takes it down to the basics, and you'll know if you're guilty of it yourself, and hopefully, you know, if you're bright enough, you'll make the changes necessary to make it so it doesn't happen anymore. But yeah, I'm hearing all over the place, well, this is my last year, or, well, I'm about to quit, or, you know, I mean, I've fallen off of Facebook a couple times over. I'm just done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, you know, I mean, I never, it's a very cutthroat field, and it shouldn't be, because that's not what it's about.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. This is Ray again. I don't know if you remember me or not, but, I did the same thing this year. I basically quit the team that I founded. I founded two teams, actually, and I got so fed up with it. I got fed up with the inner team thing going on, personalities. You know, some people want to be famous and that kind of thing, and I tell them all the time, I don't care. I don't consider myself famous. I'm not famous. I don't want to be famous. I just want to go out, try to prove that paranormal activity does exist, and with Matt and Dennis, I think we have. And our job is to help people try to get through some type of event that's going on in their life. We shouldn't have to have somebody trying to act us in the back and tear teams down, tear teams apart, make people look bad to try to make herself look better, because all it does in the long run is it makes that person look like an idiot.
You know, and it's true. It's always a smoke screen. You know, the person that's, you know, out there running their mouth the most is the one person that really should be looked at, because they're turning the attention away from themselves. But why? You know, and it's just, and then you don't want to get into that battle anyway. You just have to, like, what can you do? What's the decent thing to do? You have to walk away.
Yeah. So I'll hang out with Dennis and Matt, and, you know, there's a couple other, like Visual Paranormal with Steve up in New York. You know, I'll hang out with them. I'll send them investigations. People that I know have reputable teams, I'll send them out. I might go to hang out now and then, but I'm just done with it. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort, and people tell me, oh, I want to get into ghost hunting. Well, I'll tell you what, it's the most expensive hobby you will ever introduce yourself to, and it will consume your life. And it's so you better have a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of patience, and a thick skin that'll last for years and years to come.
Well, and honestly, if I can step in and make a comment on that, like,
you should.
Ray, you were absolutely correct. I mean, within the past 18 months. And this isn't an exaggeration. I've invested probably about $30,000 worth of, like, equipment and doing all this other stuff, which half the shit I don't use. And it's, you know, so, yeah, it is a hobby. But it turns in, it does turn into work, depending on how much you want to put in and what level you want to try and, like, attempt to take it to. And I'm not talking about, like, trying to get a TV show and all that other stuff, because it doesn't justify who you are anyway due to production companies. And, Chelsea, I know you'll back me up on that.
Yeah,
but to try, like, to honestly try and help somebody, it is a trial and error thing. And in that, getting people who are out there who are hindering that doesn't help anybody out. I went on a rant on Monday's show. And I know, well, Ray, you heard it.
Yeah.
Dennis, you heard it. Unfortunately, for some reason, we couldn't. Or no, Wednesday's show.
Yeah, Wednesday.
You couldn't chime in and talk about it. But I went on a good, what would you guys say, like a half hour, 40-minute rant? Something
at
like
least.
That? Of,
at least.
Yeah, and you were definitely in a holy hell for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, you were in rare form.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I'm sick of hearing this shit, like, honestly. I'm sick of hearing about, and I don't understand to where people can't just truly, honestly come together and support everybody and all that stuff. I mean, hell, Dennis can, I'm not gloating, I'm not, like, saying anything like that or, you know, whatever, but with the way that this event is structured, with the way everybody is here, can we not honestly walk up and talk to anybody and have, like, a half-hour conversation with them?
Dennis?
Sorry, I got into a crowd and I couldn't catch up with what was going on. So
I would take that as a yes.
Yeah, no,
that's a little track line.
Having a half hour conversation
the
with them as we speak.
Exactly.
But and Chelsea, and that's the thing, it's like you're the same way to where if you're at an event or somebody wants to contact you and wants to get in touch with you, like you're open to talk to people and
very,
you will.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
I just look at the paranormal community has a very, very few amount of people who just want to cause drama for their own attention, and it's bullshit. But definitely as a whole, like, and I'm not even kidding, as a whole, and if you want me to prove it, I can walk up and I can talk to Grant Wilson right now. I can walk up and I can talk to Jason Gates or Brian Kano right now. And they'll have a conversation with us also.
I'll give you an idea of just how easy it is with the ones that are serious about this shit. Ray, that other number that you had dialed in, it's on hold now, the 1950, go ahead and throw him online. This is just, you know, this is the one that radio bombed me. And just
okay.
Out of nowhere.
All right, who's on the air?
Can I say something?
Caller,
phone
number, 195.
I'm getting bombed now. But wait a minute, I took offense. He was talking about people with penises on their foreheads. And, I mean, he only said that because I'm sitting here and I have one that's growing out of my head from my conjoined twin brother who was born inside of me somewhere. So he's going to make cracks about people with penises on their foreheads. I'm going to take that personal. That's why he got radio bombed, okay? But he touched it, though.
Yeah.
But Dennis kept touching it. He said, is it real? Can I touch it? I was like, yeah, it's real. He keeps touching it, though. That's why he's all... he loves it. But he loves it.
Hell,
I don't
chased him for 20 minutes.
I'm just
trying to touch
it
again.
Why do you want to go in there? Leave Daddy alone. No, leave him alone.
It's
you want to help
exactly.
His child with a penis.
Leave him alone. Let your dad sleep.
Am I getting scolded on air?
I think so.
Yes.
Yes,
this is real-time radio.
Getting scolded.
You better stop.
Yes.
You're going to break the doorknob off.
Chelsea.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
We hear you scolding your child live on air, darling.
No. my child with her father this weekend. I have an alibi.
So who are you talking to, ghost?
Huh?
Are you talking to a ghost?
That wasn't me talking. That wasn't me talking.
Oh, who's scolding somebody? Somebody's getting yelled at in the background.
I don't know, but that wasn't me. I was laughing about it, but it wasn't me.
It's probably me.
Wait, no, it's somebody killing their child. Don't go in there, your daddy's asleep.
Yeah, that's right.
That was really weird.
Yeah,
okay.
That was. Yeah, it was.
Chelsea,
they were saying,
the
don't go in there, you'll wake your daddy up.
Hey, Dennis, Chelsea, is that a legit... See, I don't have the abilities that you guys do, so any way we can figure that out?
I'm working on it.
No, we're dead.
I'm working on it, Pat, but I don't know where it came from.
Oh, wait. I have this one answered. I have the answer.
Okay.
Know exactly what happened. Hello, Naomi. How are you, beautiful? Now, somebody hit mute finally. I get a text out of nowhere. It's from Naomi. She had apparently dialed in to listen to the program. The next thing I get is a text where I laugh my, well, LMFFFAO. That was me.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's been debunked.
Yes.
You know, I
was not holding my child on the air. Not that clarified.
Chelsea, I just got that text.
Huh?
I apologize for blaming you.
Oh, it's okay. No. I'm just trying to avoid the potential paradrama talking about it later.
Because that's what would happen. No, I'm...
Yeah. Somebody call CBS. Shit.
Yes, Naomi, dear, I know that it was you. You, yes. I keep getting texts coming in.
How did I get on the show?
She's called in. If you want to talk to Naomi, great. If you want to bring her in, she's a fun person to talk to.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let you guys get back to the Parafest, and I'm going to go and eat some food. But I just wanted to say hey and have fun, and you have my total support too. And have a good day. Have a good night.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. Bye.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
Naomi. Talk to you soon, Chelsea. Love you.
That wasn't Chelsea leaving, that was Naomi. She's going to go eat. Now, Jesus, Matt, you're slow, brother. Did the flu train drive the hell away?
You know what? You're not in the fun part of it right now. You're in some corner, probably by the escalator, I would assume. And the party's going on outside right now because it's too loud inside. There's so many damn people here.
Well, I'll tell you what. We were talking about, you know, how friendly everybody is, and you know, the ones that are real in this. That aren't the backstabbers and everything. And then we brought one on, and then we start hearing everything else. So, you know, what makes you so, and I'm going to aim this one at him, what makes you into this? And, you know, why are you one of the ones, you know, like Matt and Ray and myself that and Chelsea, that we don't do all the backstabbing and bullshit?
Okay, I mean, I'm here for, I guess, for a different reason. I've been a bodyguard for 21 years, so I've been around A celebrities for over 20 years, and B celebrity. I don't get all caught up in the whole hype of people and what everybody is on TV. So I like the personal, you know, connections with people. I'd rather talk to someone, have a beer with them, kind of get to know them, you know, just get that personal connection that you really can't get with everybody. So I look for those people.
Danny Glover wants to meet you.
Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah. Now I just got radio bombed. See what happened? Did you send him
Karma
is
a bitch, ain't it?
Hey, that's all right. I'll get you all. This is all. Everybody has radio shows here, so we're going to have some fun. I get people all the time, so when you get those weird phone calls, you'll know. But no, just back with this. It's just meeting a lot of these people. It's the first time it's something like this. And you see the things that people are doing, their booths, their tables, what they speak about, their work and stuff. You know, I've met some great clear wanting to speak the paranormal. Some of these are just authors who are writing about personal experiences and stuff in life. So that's the best part of it, getting to know people and getting to network and connect with other people.
Yeah, now, I just happen to think, you weren't even introduced. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of information about yourself? And tell us your name, but tell us why it's even significant that I brought you in to join us as somebody that, you know, is on the good side of this instead of the, you know, paradrama bullshit side of it.
Okay, well, I like sunrises. I like, I'm a Pisces. My favorite flower. No, I'm a paranormal investigator. Like I said, I've been a bodyguard for a long time. I've had some crazy experiences in my own life, including being shot at work in 2003. I had a brain aneurysm in 2006. My name is Joey Jiggy Webb, by the way, just if anybody doesn't know my name. I do a show called Paranormal Hood. And I'm looking to bring a different perspective into this. And I think that one of the biggest problems you find in life in general, and because of my work and seeing things, people are very catty. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a person to find that conclusive evidence just disputable. But in a lot of cases, I think people are just kind of overdoing stuff. And I think that we just kind of need to step back, you know, analyze things. See, the field is definitely growing. The field becomes more popular every day. I mean, every hour. But at the same time, like anything else, if you saturate something with too much of anything, it can become a bad thing. So I think what we really need to focus on is like unity, you know, focus on us having the ability to more communicate and work better together.
And, you know, that's what Chelsea was getting at with, you know, the pair of unity. I mean, even though that term has been coined and, you know, there's been para-unity. No, there hasn't. There's been a lot of, like you said, cattiness, back-scratching, and bullshit. And I think we actually need to join unity and paranormal and actually make reality of the term para-unity. So,
I will say this, if I could add it. In the hood, we have a saying that they say real recognizes real. And I think what people need to really do is that's what you focus on. You focus on the real people. You know, when you walk up and talk to people who are genuine, who you're going to have a genuine connection with, who are really are interested in what you're doing and are willing to do more than just talk at you or patronize you. So those of you just got to gravitate towards those people. I mean, it's like anything. I'm sure in any field, in acting and singing and dancing and sports and no matter what it is, there's always going to be a competitive nature of us as human beings. But there are just some places where that competitive nature just doesn't really seem like it's necessary. And I think in the paranormal field, that's a huge place. Because the stuff, I think if we all got together and worked harder to find evidence and put it out there, you probably find some astronomical, groundbreaking stuff that no one has.
Good point. What do you think, Ray?
That was right in my fucking ear.
Who put what in your ear?
At all. No, I went to bring the phone back up to my ear and forgot that I had it on speaker. So Shane and Dennis, whatever you were saying last just went right in my ear and it hurt. I think you know what? I think I know where the blood of my pants came
from.
So
in your ear, what do you want it to go in your ass? Then you're putting the phone to the wrong end of your body.
Well, I have to put it somewhere. My pockets are full.
Well, we had a guest on the radio last week or week before last that wanted us to put an onion in our ass. I was like, where the hell did that come from?
What the hell does an onion in the ass have to do with paranormal?
That's what my thing was. I was like, well, sure. I'm like, you know, just because you don't believe in it, don't think you should go around sticking onions up people's asses. That doesn't cure anything. It actually, well, maybe it is kind of what a fresher kind of meant, but. It doesn't really do you any good, at least not me, I can think of. But, is there a bodyguard friend still with us, or is he gone?
I'm here with you.
Hey Ray, his name is Jicky.
Jicky,
J-I-G-G-Y.
Just get jiggy with it, brother.
Get jiggy. I hear you. Okay.
Or if you're in a nightclub, Visions Bar here at Parafest, and you don't really catch what his name is, just call him Fluffy. It seems to work.
I concur with that.
By the way, Jiggy, you're what, 6'5", 6'6"?
I'm 5 foot one.
Foot
110
pounds.
Oh, you know, listen, I can't even tell you how tall I am because every day it changes. These guys crack on my height. I've gone from 6'4 to 6'11 to 7'13. I mean, these guys are making up numbers. I mean, I'm what do you call it, one of the Norse gods at this point. I'm probably Thor or something. Who knows what I'll be? But I'm 6'4".
I love you. I
wish
you on Tuesday.
I wish all these stop telling me they love me. It's just too much.
Thanks.
Oh, they're talking to somebody else.
Hey.
Just keep walking by telling me they love
for a moment. I'm going to go mute for a minute, guys. I'll be back.
All right. So, Jiggy, you do bodyguard work, that kind of thing. Did you say you were shot a while back?
Yes, sir. I got shot at work in 2003. I took two bullets to my leg and a couple in my vest and my back.
Yeah, that worked, unfortunately. I got hit a few times, but, bullet wounds do hurt. I've worked on several people that from the military side of things. So, you recuperated? Everything's working properly?
It took me, I can't lie, it took me a while to recuperate. I had severe damage, nerve damage, all kinds of stuff to my leg. And pretty much after I got over that, I ended up having a brain aneurysm that burst in 2006. So it's been like 10 years of the past couple of years I've gotten a lot better. In 2009, I had the last operation on my leg. So since then, everything has been good. I'm back to normal. I'm complaints.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So you were shot in the line of duty, so to speak?
Yeah, that's pretty much how you say it. I was at work, and just things that go on with the type of stuff that I do, and somebody outraged and, trying to get at me, so.
Well, I'm glad you're healed up and doing well. I like a good ending to a story. And I work with vets every day, being a vet myself, and I really like it, to hear that people make it back to living a normal life. I know it did take you a while to get over it, but do you go on hunts, I should say, with people who are in the paranormal world?
You said, do I go on with people in the paranormal, you mean as far as celebrities or just like regular people?
And, like to go on the ghost hunts, as we call them. Or do you bodyguard off duty, off the set, that kind of thing?
I honestly, a lot of people who I've dealt with are African American people, and customarily, a lot of black people, we'll just shorten it and say black people, aren't necessarily into this stuff. They're kind of scared of it. So you won't find a lot of them that will gravitate towards it. But I will say that I've gotten more responses now from people I've dealt with who are kind of, because they see what I'm doing, I think it makes it a little bit easier for them to see that it's not as what they may see in a movie, which really, makes everything scary and embellish stuff, that come out and experience it for yourself. I don't think that everything is bad. I know that there are demons out there. I think that there are angels and there are good spirits, and that's pretty much what I look for. So I it's easier for me to get people to do it in that sense by selling it that way than saying, we're going to go to the scariest place on earth, and I'm going to scare the shit out of you, and you're going to be running and falling and yelling and screaming and cussing, and, you're going to go home and never be able to sleep again. I don't try to sell people that. I'd rather have people come in with their – I'm very open-minded, but at the same time, I don't know a whole lot about this stuff as far as particular places. I was at Rolling Hills 2 weeks ago. It was my first experience in a place like that. It was a great experience. But I like that because I also have that open mind. It gives me the ability to walk into something clear-headed without any preconceived notions about what might be there, who was there, what really transpired there. So when I walked away with evidence, we got some really good evidence from there. it allows me in my own mind, at least I can't speak for anybody else, to say, okay, this is, you know, definitely real. This is what I experienced. This is what I felt. This is what I know is it. This is what I touched, whatever. And it gives me clarity. And I just try to pass that clarity on to other people by showing them that side of the paranormal too.
All right. Well, did we? I'm back, by the way, folks. Did we go to like silence, or was there something I missed? All of a sudden, I don't hear anything.
You can't hear me. You can't hear me.
No. Oh, I got you, but
okay.
I got you. As soon as you were done talking, though, it went absolutely dead silent.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Hallway.
I heard
the police on. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Well, nobody's gonna jump in. I guess I'll jump in. But, yeah, I mean, I've got, like, a good part of my team. I've got a five-man team, myself included. And I do agree that, you know, it seems to be strange that, you know, like yourself, I'm going to shorten it, the black folks seem to be that, you know, they don't want anything to do with it. And the more clients that I've talked to want to have their place investigated, I've discovered that the ones that seem the most freaked out by every single possibility are just that. But, I mean, and I hate to say it, but it's some of the houses that actually have the worst activity are in what you would consider the hood or the bad part of town or, you know, something like that. And they're, I mean, yeah, it's very strange. I mean, now, let me ask you this, and I'm not one to sugarcoat a whole lot of anything. Do you think it has anything to do with a lot of the history of blacks coming over here, and it has to do with, you know, like they were, you know, historically there was voodoo, all those different things. Do you think it has anything to do with that as to why they're more afraid of the paranormal than most other?
All right. Let me address both sides of that. The first side is like, okay, when you talk about hauntings in particular places, a lot of people think about mansions, they think about these places, you know, Lizzie Borden's house, Rolling Hills Asylum, all these type of places. But you also have to realize that as Americans, as the people, the original settlers, the people who have been here, they inherited different parts of the land. People constantly move. Neighborhoods change. You have like a word like gentrification where a city will change because, you know, the suburbanites want to move into the urban areas, which forces the urban people out. So with that being said, what I'm saying is that basically you never know who lives where you live. Even if you've owned your house for 50 years, before that 50 years that your family may have owned the house, who was on that property? For all you know, it could have been Native Americans, it could have been African Americans, it could have been anything. You don't know who lived there. So, you know, when you think about anything, that's the problem I have. I think that people shouldn't discredit or look past any place, anywhere. Just because somebody tells you something is in one particular place, you might go to the randomest place, even, say, in the hood, and find the scariest place on earth. It can't have been discovered yet. So if you're a real investigator, your mind should be open to everything and anything, not just limiting yourself to, you know, the popular places. As far as race is concerned, with black people, I think it's not even about killings and that type of history. It's more about our superstitions, about the things that are passed down to us, generational. You know, a lot of, you know, not just Africans, you know, they study different, you know, voodoo, Santeria comes from there. You know, a lot of your black arts, well, what people consider to be black arts, because they're not all just black arts, but their history is rooted in Africa. And these people, you know, the Africans, they ventured out. A lot of people don't know about the Moors, who were, they were basically travelers, and they traveled to different places and talked, you know, and commingled with other people and stuff. So that culture is just a long history of respect of it. It's not necessarily a fear, it's a respect. You're taught that you have to respect evil. You have to respect, you know, art. You have to respect people's religion. And through that, the best thing to do is if you don't want to deal with something, they say you just don't mess with it. Just kind of step back from it and just leave it alone, and it won't bother you. So that's kind of really where the fear, I think, comes from.
Okay. Well, you do have to agree.
Sorry, Ray here. I dropped out, but I got to the button in time enough to save the show from getting kicked off. Sorry about that. And I agree with you on that. It's a lot of times I find, and I think that Matt and Dennis, they got me Mark now, that a lot of times it is the land that holds something. But go ahead, Matt and Dennis. I mean, yeah. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just talking to Dennis. I got to go run and do a quick interview. I'll be back in 1 minute. I think. Yeah, Dennis should be jumping back on. If I can, I'll jump back on in a minute. Let me switch to this interview.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll be radio bombing you guys again.
Thanks for jumping in. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I mean, there's some wonderful points that he brought up. You know, it's not a matter of I think a little bit of fear is a healthy thing. I don't know. I mean, there's so much history in everything, like he said, with land, the house, you know, like we were talking earlier. You know, the house, like, it just seeps into the pores. And you know, I think that's what it is. And from time to time, the energy and everything else just bleeds from the pores, and that's what creates the issue, I believe.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm on my way now. I'm going to go track down Scott Gerhardt, who's the organizer of Parafest 2013 here at the Sands Hotel and Casino in Bethlehem. So
right.
I'm going to see if I can get him to join us in a little bit.
Okay.
I chased him down just a moment ago, but he was running the piss out of fire, as usual.
Yeah.
So I may go silent for a moment. Matt, can you jump in and take over for me for a little bit, brother?
I think Matt's on...
Hey, Matt.
He's on hold as well there, Dennis.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do here. I'll go ahead and just let me know if the noise gets too loud around me. And
I'm doing okay.
I'm going to go silent for a minute, Ray.
Yeah.
If you would, brother, go ahead and get some fill. I got Scott pulled off to the side.
All righty.
Stand by just a minute.
All righty.
Well, on the way to grab him, he got grabbed by somebody else. All right. Well, here we go. Give me just 10 seconds, and I'm going silent, brother.
All right. So CPR Matt is talking with someone there, and CPR Dennis is tracking down, I believe it's Scott, the promoter, and the guy that's really putting on Parafest 2013 at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. It started yesterday. It's going to go into tonight up until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is about 2 hours and 45 minutes from now, and then tomorrow it'll start up again. So they're up there holding down the fort and checking things out. A lot of our friends and shows, Gets Rap Show, myself, and their show, Full Spectrum Radio. A lot of our former guests have been on with them, like Bruce Tango, Chip Coffee, a lot of the Parafest teams. Pat is up there, some of the crew from Pat. There's a lot of celebrities, a lot of paranormal people up there. A lot of stationers are up there.
All right, Ray, if you take a peek at the board, you should see one in the queue, which will be last 4 digits, 6401. That's going to be Scott. Oh, pardon me. That's going to be Scott Gerhardt. He's actually the president of the organization that actually is running this event.
Right.
And I'd love to bring him in for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
He's been running around pissing out fires left and right. I hope you're drinking a lot of water with all the fires you've been pissing out.
I hear you. Hey, Scott, this is Ray. You're coming on with Dennis and CPR Dennis, CPR Matt. Talked to you the other day. I guess you're still going 100 miles an hour. Hey, Scott.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, man. Yeah, I was just saying, we were talking the other day, you were going 100 miles an hour. I guess you haven't slowed down.
Yeah, I'm still going about 100 miles an hour. But it's all worth it. We're having a good time up here at Parafest. So just giving a shout out, saying hello to everybody that couldn't make it, and telling them keep your eyes peeled for next year. This was a big success.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This year's been good. Next year will be great.
That's right. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Everybody's having a good time. Everything seems to be going well, and we're just happy.
Hey, Ray, do me a favor real quick. Check the board
for
6416. Make sure that it's not muted. That's Matt. He said he's been in the whole time, but he can't seem to get through.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, yeah, Scott, tell you, for a first-year event, man, it's – I know you've busted your – how long did it take you to set this up?
I've been working on it for about 15 to 17 months, I think.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. I hope if the way it looks today, you know, I sure as hell hope all the work paid off. But man, it looks fantastic. There's a wonderful turnout, brother. I have to give you kudos on the turnout and the way everything's gone. You know, obviously you've been pissing out fires quite a bit. Are you keeping yourself plenty hydrated? A lot of water for all the fires you've been pissing out?
Yeah, no, I haven't drank it at all yet.
Need to eat.
Oh, yeah,
need to drink.
I will. I'll see if I can catch up with landscapers around here. So just plug a garden hose in your butt, and we'll get you some hydration going on.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to take some time to eat and drink, brother. Because if not, they'll find you face down on the floor. So take a break. It'll wait 5-10 minutes. Get something to eat and drink.
Yeah, okay, I'll do so. But yeah, I'm just glad everybody's here. I've been to a few conventions, and you know, I'll tell you what, I'm happy that it turned out the way it did. You know, I don't have much to compare it to, but from what I've been hearing, it's pretty comparable to some of the other ones, and they seem to all be having a really good time.
Well, all the pictures coming back, all the feedback I've been getting down here it has been great, and a lot of cool people. And Matt and Dennis is upright and walking today, so that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, it is.
Matt, are you still there? I brought him in. I don't know if he's able to say something, Matt.
Man, he's over here in front of me, and he's trying to get on. He's waiting to get into the queue.
Well, I'm clicking on him. But okay.
There we go. I heard the unmuted come through.
Yeah, it only took 20 times.
You know what? Honestly, I have to say, Scott, I'm not even kidding. Like, this is a phenomenal event. Just the talent, everybody who's out here, and your personal hospitality. I have to say, hats off, brother. Thank you so much for the opportunity to have us out here, Dennis and I. And you know, be involved with Ray and Ghost Preps and all that. I can't thank you enough. You're just looking around the parking lot, since we're standing across the parking lot from each other, is how, I mean, everybody's just having such a damn good time. The parties, the after parties, the during the, like, you know, the speeches and everything is, dude, you did a hell of a job. So, hats off to you, man.
Thank you.
And am I not wrong, that's the fact that we're standing across the parking lot from each other right now, and you look at me, and when you hear my voice, does it not seem like a like an old kung fu movie?
It does. Yeah, you're a little off.
Well, now, what's even funnier is I'm looking at both of you from 30 feet away. Yeah, it's definitely a kung fu movie. It's like one of those where they did really piss poor on the sound edit.
Kung fu Bermuda Triangle in Bethlehem.
honestly, I don't know. Dennis and I have talked about it, and Scott, you have to agree. Just look
radio.
Around. Yeah, he's on the radio with us right now.
Shout out, yeah. Yes, and Scott got radio bomb. I love it.
The look around scenery of this area is phenomenal. Like, I seriously might go to jail for some B&E. I mean, we got the Bethlehem Steel Mill that's I'm physically looking at the moment. And whatever this building is behind us is phenomenal also. The Sands Casino's just like, everybody should be jealous as shit right now. Sorry, Rick.
That's okay. I didn't dig it.
Dennis, am I wrong? I want to break into that fucking window right now.
Hey, F-bomb, dirtbag.
You're on the air. Let's not be doing that on the radio. What's wrong with you? There's kids listening. Well, not really, but... Hey, I'm going to wander back in.
You're going back?
Go ahead,
there he goes. It's been a great time. I mean, everybody's had a blast. It's a new thing for the area, but it seems to be pretty cool because it seems to have gotten a lot of old friends together. You know, it seems like it's like a little family reunion for a lot of people that, you know, from all across the country that have come here. You know, I've got people from all four corners of the United States, throughout the middle, East Coast, North, you know, South Coast, everywhere. It's just everybody's here. I have people from Canada here. In fact, one of the girls that's here actually is from Amsterdam, Netherlands. So she's our award-winning long-distance arrival. So, it's great, man. I'm just happy everybody's here and trying to make sure everybody has a good time.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I definitely got to say, I think you've done a phenomenal job setting it up. And I haven't heard anybody really that's got any significant thing to complain about. You know, minor stuff here and there, but those are those little fires that I said that I keep watching you run around to piss out. So on the overall, I think you've done a fantastic job at it.
I appreciate it. And speaking of fires, I think I'm going to actually jet and go put another one out.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks.
If you need me, I'll be here all weekend and just send up a smoke signal. I'll come over to your booth and find out what's wrong.
All right. Maybe eat something and drink some fluids.
All right. All right, guys.
We'll
listen, let me get out of here. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. All right, Scott. Thanks, buddy.
Sounds good. All right. Bye-bye.
Nice
guy. Yeah. Let's see. I am going to bring it back up in the stage here. And I'm going to see. I just walked past Michelle Bellinger's booth, and she was talking with a few guests up here. So I'll hold off a minute. I'll just see who else I can grab. Let's see who else we can get on the air with us. You know what I think
Dennis.
I'm going to do? Yeah, Matt.
No, I was going to say, if you're on the floor, in that same row, towards the end on the right-hand side, if you're walking down it. I was talking to Brian Cato and Jason Gates. So, see if they're free and they have a second, too.
All right.
We got 32 minutes to go, guys. That's all we got left.
All right. Well,
you know what? This should be a 24-hour show because we just don't have enough damn time.
All right. Well, yeah, Brian and Jason are away from their booths right now. They might be up in the meet and greet up in the VIP section. You know what? I'm going to do something like totally off the wall. I am going to grab a random, just one of the visitors that's rolling around. And see what brought them to Parafest 2013 here at Sands Hotel in Bethlehem, PA. What do you think, Ray?
Yeah.
Let's see who I can find.
Sounds good.
Gotta find somebody. Do we want them in costume or do we just want random?
Dude, grab anybody.
Yeah.
Just grab a regular
grab
person.
Grab them and go. Yeah, get a person who's just...
Right now. I'm going to run over there and stand by our banner and see who I can grab.
Yeah,
anybody that wants to find my banner
so we
can get grabbed.
Grab an attendee so we can get their point of view on things. Good idea,
all
Matt.
Right. I don't know. What did Matt say? I couldn't hardly hear him.
No, that was Ray. I said, and Ray agrees. Grab just a regular attendee. Nobody who's, you know, a presenter or anything like that. Just grab a regular attendee and see what they think about the Parafest.
All right. Give me a moment here. Let's see. Any, mini, minor, and mo. All right.
Have him sign the waiver.
I'll have him sign the waiver. I got two victims. Stand by just a minute. Ladies?
Yeah.
Ladies.
No F-bone.
Can I steal you for a moment? I'm Dennis. CPR Dennis. I'm with Full Spectrum Radio. We're broadcasting live right now. Can I ask what brought you to the event?
We're like ghost geeks, you know?
Uh-oh. I found more ghost geeks.
No. And we need someone green. You know, I should pass the phone to Shane.
You can hear that one. All right. Say that again, Matt. I had just asked the earbud to her so she can actually hear what you said. Hello? Oh, no. Well, for some reason, that thing just dropped out. I'll tell you what, if you want, call in. If it's on air, Lewis.
We hear you.
Oh, it's on online?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Doing ghost rest right now. Can you still hear me? Thank you for talking
about
it.
We hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, for some reason, that didn't work real well. I don't know why, but all of a sudden it went dead, and then she couldn't hear.
Really?
I'm not sure what's up with that.
Wait, is Tracy Ray around you?
Hey, that might be a good thought. How far away was she? Well, I don't see her over in her booth, but that would have been about 30 feet away. Well, hang on. I got a curtain in the way. Let me go see. Maybe she is. If she's in her booth, she was about 30 feet away. That was probably enough to screw up our electronic as usual. Nope. Wait. They're up in the David Roundtree had a symposium that he was going to do on the technology and whatnot. So I'm pretty certain that Tracy Ray went with him. We'll go see who else I can grab. Mark and Debbie Constantino are right here in front of me. Well, never mind. I'm going to leave them alone. They just got grabbed.
have Christopher and Phil stop in and say hi.
Who, what?
Have Christopher and Philip stop in and say hi.
I got a better idea. I've run around this floor so damn much. I'm getting tired. We got another 30 minutes of broadcast time. Are you tired of holding that railing up, Rick?
Yeah, a little bit.
I gotta say, my feet are killing me. This thing is massive. But
what's old Roundtree? You see him anywhere?
Who?
David Roundtree. You see him anywhere?
No, like I said, he was going up to a like one of his scheduled symposiums on the technology and so forth. So he is not available at this time. He's doing like one of their educational time blocks.
Wait. Let's back up a second. As you walked out and kicked my knee out, you prick. I did happen to notice that you're also wearing my hat.
Yeah, I am. Isn't that funny? Kicking me out, and I'm wearing your hat.
Yeah, that's a double middle finger. I don't concur with that. I don't agree with that.
Yeah. Well, you're not paid to concur or agree. But hey,
I forgive you. You know I love you.
For a moment, I'm going to go silent for a moment. I'm going to run across. There's a hallway with a special room that I need to visit, gentlemen.
You know, I heard that too when you were on. Sorry, I just saying that to George Lopez. I was introducing my brother Shane to him, so that's George Lopez and Jiggy standing outside with us. Are we missing right now?
Well, we
hear you.
I don't
hear anybody talking.
Yeah,
okay.
I hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if in the 4 feet that I walked on. Radio bomb, radio bomb, radio bomb, radio bomb.
What a nut.
That's all right.
I'm waiting for the end caller mute to come through now. Yes, Jiggy just radio bombed me.
Yeah,
that
no,
makes
I'm sorry, guys.
You know that means war, right?
Yeah, I know.
Looking,
which,
working
I'm waiting for George to go. If George is going to broadcast, we're going to radio bomb the shit out of him.
Sorry, I was talking over top of it. I was just saying I'm working on stuff here in the background. Make sure the thing
what
is
are you working on?
Out. So you go.
No, I said, what are you working on?
Oh, just stuff, you know, on the radio, the internet, that kind of thing. Getting the word out there, people sending messages. So let me see. Tonight it shuts down at 9 o'clock, right?
It should be, what, 5 to 7, I believe, is what our scheduled time is.
Really? Okay. All right. What I got was that. So, okay, so y'all only got about 25 minutes as well. Then tomorrow it's, 12 to 5? 11 to 5, something like that?
I'll have to double check, but I believe we're noon or 1 to 3 tomorrow.
1 to 3.
So, which again, we'll be live from Parafest. Dennis and I run around like idiots that we are, unfortunately.
All right, here we go. Actually, I got the easy way to do it. Friday, Saturday, 10 to 9:30. Tomorrow, 10:30 to 5.
Hey, you know what, Ray? Real quick, I do have, since we got 25 minutes left, I do have a couple awesome ladies that want to say hi and promote their stuff. So, give
yeah,
me 1 second.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Lori.
Lori? Hello, Lori. I'm Ray.
Yes.
And we have, you spoke with Matt. Dennis, say hello. Dennis.
Hi.
Oh, maybe
well,
you're
I work
there.
With, I'm sorry, what?
Who are you with?
I work with the Coffee Cuties. We're here at Parafest, and we ran into this guy that handed me the phone, and Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot his name, like, just in a
that's,
second.
Yeah. That's
well,
Matt,
we
CPR
do...
Matt.
Huh?
That's CPR Matt.
Okay. But, yeah, we do horror and kind of old-school burlesque style magazines. It's called Coffin Cuties. We have a magazine out right now. It's Coffin Cuties on one side, Play Nerd on the other side. And we actually have a bunch of gigs coming up, and we work with a bunch of different people. And I can hand the phone over to another girl, but I have to go run and get her real quick. But is there any questions you guys have for me?
Well, so you actually do a y'all permit. You actually put together, promote, and distribute a magazine.
I'm sorry. Hold on. It's really hard to hear. Hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to be at my booth. You know where my booth is? Okay. All right. Okay. Now, that again?
Okay. If you can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-oh. So you guys put together, promote, and distribute a magazine?
Yes, we do. And we actually have a bunch of events lined up for the upcoming fall, especially for Halloween. We do a lot of bloody, gory t-shirts. It's almost kind of like the Hugh Hefner style of horror and babe. But some of it's clothes, some of it's not.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I mean, you got to see it to believe it, I guess.
What's your website?
So, our website is, we are on Facebook, and we are also on the Instagram, and we're on Tumblr, and
what, what's your name on Facebook?
Our name on Facebook is Coffin Cutie. www.facebook.com/pages/coffin-cuties-magazine.
Okay, or you can just go to Facebook and type in Coffin Cutie and Coffin Cuties Magazine and bring it up just like that. And isn't that you on the Bloody Dead?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, is that you on the Bloody Bed?
Hold on. I cannot hear in this phone.
Yeah, I understand. You might want to close your other ear off with your other finger so you can hear. I've been in that situation, and I understand. So we got you.
All right.
Okay, I got the information. I'll put it out. If you could hand the phone back to Matt, thanks for coming on.
Let me go track her down, and I'll actually make sure that we have all the information that we need. I'm wearing the earbuds. She only had just a phone, and it is hard to hear around me. That's why I'm wearing the isolated earbuds.
Yeah, I can hear her just fine, but she's having trouble hearing us, of course, because of the background noise.
To me, you guys sound super muffly to me.
Okay. All right, I was saying...
Well, that's part of the cheap-ass phone that Matt has.
Yeah, Matt needs to upgrade his phone.
Well, maybe I can pass you to one of my other girls. Maybe she can hear you better.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Let's try that.
My name is Lori, my stage name is Lady Rockwell, and here's Liz.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Liz. Can you hear me?
I can kind of hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm Ray with Ghost Wraps, and on the line also we have Dennis, CPR Dennis, and he's with Full Spectrum Radio. So Lori was telling me about you guys are Coffin Cuties, and you do a magazine. I have you up on Facebook here, so we'll get some folks to take a look at you. There's some pretty cool pictures. Kind of racy.
Oh. I'm sorry, what was that last one?
I said you got some pretty nice pics up on Facebook, but it's kind of racy. So,
yes. We're a magazine that's horror-based by Mike Hurst. We feature fantastically beautiful, lovely ladies in the style of kind of cheesecake, pin-up, kind of Russ Meyers kind of stuff, only with way more blood, guts, and gore, which we all love. So it's kind of more along the lines of that. So if you're a horror fan, you're definitely going to be, you're going to love it. We do have some events coming up. We have Monster Mania in Hunt Valley, and that's September 27th to 29th, and that's in Hunt Valley, Maryland. October 12th, we're actually doing a charity event. It's Monster Mash Mayhem that's being put on by Sci-Fi star Bruce Tango, and that's in New Jersey. So we do have quite a few gigs coming up. A lot of us girls are performers. We actually just performed last night with horror rapper YZ. We did, some backup kind of horror burlesque type stuff for him. So definitely a fun time.
Okay. Yeah, it looks fun.
Well, thanks for coming on with us. If you could hand the phone back to Matt, I'd appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Thanks so much. I don't know where Matt went.
Yeah, when you get the chance, get a coffin TV on Facebook.
Oh, bad enough. He was sitting out there on his feet there doing nothing. Oh, by the way, Ram, I'm over here
Yeah.
You guys together? Are you guys close to each other?
Yeah, I've got Matt's phone. So,
okay.
I'm just getting a second kick in the ass.
Getting a lot of feedback. Getting bad at it.
I'm
looking at the hey, Ray, I'm going to mute for a moment.
Okay.
A little more space, brother.
All righty.
What's up on CPR Dennis?
CPR Dennis? Oh, we were talking about CPR.
Well, I guess I got to mute both phones. Oh, awesome. But if you're looking up that way, then you'll find...
All right, Matt, are you there?
Matt?
No, I've got Matt's phone.
Yeah. Who's this? Hello? Who's there?
Also, Dick Ray.
Well, this is Ray with Ghost Rap. We have Matt and Mark from CPR. Matt and Mark. Matt and Dennis from the girl they called him Mark. They got me doing it now. Matt and Dennis from CPR. CPR Matt and Dennis is at Parafest 2013 with us. And they're at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the Sands Casino. I muted them for a moment because there's a lot of background noise. So they're at the Sands Casino at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Supposed to go, it looks like, till 9 o'clock this evening. And then it'll start back up in the morning around 10, 10:30, and then it goes till about 5 o'clock. So if you're in the Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Maryland area, I suggest you, if not, it's probably too late this evening to head over there, but in the morning, jump in your vehicle, head over to the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. You'll be able to hang out with a lot of paranormal investigators, a lot of Hollywood types. There is a huge show over there right now at the Sands Casino, and I know Bruce Tango, Dave Tango, Jason, I think Grant is there from the Taps team. There's a lot of folks that are up there at the Sands Casino that has been special guests on their shows. Chip Coffee is there. So trying to get something up here for us on the web going, so I'm going to bring them back on and see if they can hear us any better. And Matt and Dennis.
Yes, sir. I got you.
Okay. Welcome back.
I'm going to hear some echo because I now have Matt's phone, and I'm going to hand the phone to probably somebody random and see what happens. I'll see if I can get a random attendee here in just a moment when I can get into a part of the area. Right now I'm kind of close to the Vision Bar, so you might hear the DJ music that I found. I'm going to go to a quiet place. I'm going to get in here with just a random thing. See how that works. I'll tell you what, why don't I do this?
All right, this is working good. I muted your phone, Dennis, so that cut back on the echo.
Which one's muted?
I muted Dennis's phone.
All right, that'll work. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I just walked into a door, and I see a John Tobin, Glory Haunt Hounds. So I'm going to introduce myself and see if I can put him on air with us. How's that?
Sounds good. We have 10 minutes, 44 seconds.
How you doing? I'm Dennis. I'm a Full Spectrum Radio and Ghost Traps Radio.
Awesome. How's it going?
Would you like to go live with us?
Sure. What are we doing here?
All right.
go ahead and introduce yourself. It's Big Ray that's running our board for us. You'll hear his voice. I got to step away so we don't echo too bad.
Sure, sure. How's it going, guys? This is Mike Diamond from Animal Warehouse. How's it going?
Going well. Say your name again, sir.
It's Mike Diamond.
Mike Diamond. Okay, this is Big Ray. Ray, they call me. Ghost Raps and Matt and Mark. You, Dennis, damn it. Matt and Dennis is there with you. You just spoke with Dennis. And so you're at Parafest 2013. We have about 9 minutes and a half to go. Give me a little bit of background on yourself, if you don't mind.
Background of, like, the show and what's going on?
What you do, yes, sir.
It's great, man. It's like a whole bunch of vendors. We have people dressed up as spooky characters. We have a bunch of people from TV shows. It's a pretty cool event.
Good. And you're on Facebook as Mike Diamond?
Yes.
And, gotcha. And so what do you do in the paranormal world?
I actually developed website, a social media website called ParanormalWarehouse.com. It's people that investigate, they can post their videos or their photos or their audio evidence. It's all free. Create a membership. We have a forum so you guys can like chat to each other. I wanted to just create a place, like a hub for the paranormal community to showcase what they find and like just talk with each other.
Yeah, that's what we were kind of talking about a little earlier was kind of a paranormal unity thing that kind of works, kind of doesn't work depending on who you're hanging out with. And so is your website having a great success?
I'm sorry? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I understand. Yes, sir. Sorry about that. I know there's a lot of background noise. I say, are you having a lot of success with the website?
Oh, it's day by day, you know. It's about a year old, and it's going well. I think so.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. That's ParanormalWarehouse.com, right?
That's it. You got it.
Yep. And is that you on the main page there?
No, that's my friend, which is hilarious that he's on there.
Okay. Well, you know, punch him in the head when you get back, make him feel loved. So, yeah, finally, there's an online environment designed just for paranormal activity and ghost hunting enthusiasts like yourself at ParanormalWarehouse.com. So you're having a good time up there? You're staying through tomorrow?
Yeah, man, I'm tired. They have, like, an after party last night and tonight, and I had too much fun last night, so I'm going to have to take it easy tonight.
That's what I heard. Not about you in particular, but, you know, some of the folks I spoke to, and I'm back here in Richmond, Virginia, holding down the fort, doing everything that has to be done in the background. And
very cool.
I'll probably make it up there next year, but this year I just had a lot of stuff going on and wasn't able to make it up that way. But I'm glad you're having a good time and definitely stay safe. Make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids and rehydrating after last night and eat well.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Thank you so much, man.
All right, sir. Take care.
Yeah.
All right. If you could hand the phone back to Dennis.
Take a peek at the big black banner over here, and that's us, Full Spectrum Radio.
All right, cool, man. Here.
So I appreciate it.
Take one of my cards.
Awesome. I certainly will.
All right.
Oh, no problem. Thanks, Mike. So that was Mike Diamond with ParanormalWarehouse.com.
Definitely
need to check that one out. Ray, do you have one of the other phones muted?
Yeah, I have your phone muted because I was getting a really bad echo going on. Is it okay? Are y'all separated now?
Well, I'm still walking around with Matt's phone.
Okay, I'm going to mute yours again. Okay, all right, I'm muted yours again.
When I hand the phone off to anybody, then go ahead and unmute me again, and I can join in the conversation. I just have to step away from them.
Right, okay. All right, we've got about 5.5 minutes to go, and that's it, which I guess we need to talk about tomorrow. We need to talk about tomorrow real quick. What time's the show going tomorrow?
that, I believe we are planning. Let me see if I can actually track down Matt. I don't know why he has gotten separated from his phone. I'll tell you what, can you swap phones?
Well, I can tell you here in just a second.
Back up.
Yeah, I can tell you here in just a second. I had all that up, but got a lot going on trying to run the boards and keep the phones going. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Oh, it's just telling me oh, no. All right, so it's coming. It's coming, I believe. Yep, here we go. All right, so tomorrow Matt and Dennis is going to be back up there. Tomorrow's show, 9/8/13, is scheduled at 12 noon. So I'm assuming it's probably going to be 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah. Looking at the board. The board is running on Central. So we definitely need to make sure that we switch that over and look at Eastern.
Yeah. It is. It's scheduled to go live at 1 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. All right,
Ray.
So, tomorrow,
unmute one iPhone.
Okay.
And mute Matt's.
All right, unmute yours. Muting Matt's. Okay. All right, Matt is muted. You're live.
Awesome. All right. So what I want to do now, once again, well, let me see if I can. I'm just going to kind of stand over the top for a moment. I'll give you a general idea on the scope of just the vendors area. There are 1, 2, 3 aisles, probably, probably 15, 30. There's probably 100 vendor booths set up, everything from stuff. I'll take a real quick walk, and I'll just start pulling some out. There's David Roundtree. There's Pennhurst Paranormal Association and Pennhurst Asylum. By the way, folks, we do have, and I want you to go to this website, stjudefans.org, Raising Spirits. And it's Raising Spirits for St. Jude. They're doing the Little Coffin of Horror Casket Basket Raffle. It's $1 donation for each entry. It's going to be held on October 31st, and all proceeds benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So make sure that you do go to that website. It's stjudefans.org, raisingthespirits.htm. I want to see if I can grab one of the ladies that's working here. We got, what, about 3 minutes, Ray?
2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Oh, all right. Can we go ahead and unmute Matt's phone?
All right.
I steal you for like a minute. All right. I am on the full spectrum radio. Can we push your site?
I'm going to have to talk to her. She knows all about her.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Her name is Laura.
Okay. We're going to swap people real quick. We're going to have to roll into archives. So give us just a moment. And he is putting on one of the raffles right now. Give us just a moment. We're going to talk to the family with Raising Spirits, just as you do.
Hi, I'm Victor.
Hello.
I'm
this is Ray.
I'm Laura Richter. I'm the head of Raising Spirits for St. Jude. We're here at Fest. I am a paranormal investigator. I've been doing volunteer work since 2006, and a few years ago we developed a program to actually bring the what we do for St. Jude into the paranormal and horror communities, which we've received very well. So we're out here today with our Little Coffin of Horrors, and what it is, it's a hand-crafted vampire coffin that's been autographed by probably 50 people that are from Paris celebrities to horror movie stars to actually pop culture, people like Lita Ford, The Rocker, band members from Marilyn Manson. Anyway, we'll be we sell tickets for $1. We'll be drawing for a winner on Halloween night. All the proceeds go to St. Jude. We also have our Wheel of... You just heard the noise in the background. Those
yeah,
are people for $1
a
spin.
Hold on just
spin
a
big
second.
Wheel.
Okay, everybody,
wheel.
We're going to be running over
into
archives, but we
so,
thank everybody
anyway,
for tuning
fantastic.
In this
We've
evening.
We've got a lot of
support
from the community, and we're really proud to be here on behalf of St. Jude. If you want more information.
So thank you for tuning in. Be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Have a great evening, and stick by for the archives. Okay. Sorry, I had to mute you out there. We were going off the air.
That's okay. What do I need to repeat?
All right. Sorry. Okay. So hold on a sec. Okay, everybody. Thanks
okay.
for sticking in there. We've gone into the archive mode now, so we're going to keep going here for a little while. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Parafest is supposed to go somewhere around 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tomorrow's Sunday, September the 8th. And, okay, so you were talking about you got into the paranormal world, ghost hunting, investigating, and you're helping St. Jude, and it's a $1 donation. And the website to go to is?
The website is www.stjudefans, that's all one word, S-T-J-U-D-E-F-A-N-S, .org, and you can find out information, find out where we'll be. We'll be doing some conventions throughout the rest of this year and promoting what we do for St. Jude, raising spirits.
Okay. All right, stjudefans.org. Okay, yep, very good. We're the organization to work on. I'm in the medical field myself and give a lot of time, a lot of effort into trying to help folks get better, and St. Jude is definitely a good organization to help out because there are a lot of sick and ill people out there that need help, not just asking for a handout, but a hand up. So thank you.
Exactly.
For
and I want to, and thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great evening. Tomorrow show is it says 1 o'clock to doesn't really say it. It starts at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. We're back on at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
I will definitely
yep.
come around, and I will grab you, and we'll do it again. All right. Ray, at that point,
I lost some. I think I lost Matt.
Thank you. Yeah, I closed his phone. I've still got his phone. I don't know where the hell Matt's at, but, again, that was Laura Richter. She's with Raising Spirits for St. Jude. And I'll tell you, pretty cool organization they've got going on. But at this point, do you want to go ahead and close out the show? What do you want to do, brother?
Well, I guess so. We got a lot. We are getting, I guess y'all are getting ready to start shutting down. So you might want to go around, maybe start setting some things up for tomorrow. And getting that going, and maybe get a little hydrated yourself, and check on Scott and make sure he's eating and drinking something, because I don't want him falling out on us. Unless you want to hang around a little bit longer, I can hang for about probably another 30 minutes if you want to. But
well,
you,
being that it won't go live broadcast,
yeah,
I'd say we can go ahead and put this one in the books.
Okay.
This should be some phenomenal numbers for you, brother.
Yeah, should be pretty good. We had a good time. There was some feedback and everything, but that's okay. It was a good show, and I'll text you with the numbers here in a few minutes.
You're able to? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome. So, again, folks, I want to thank you. This is CPR Dennis. Signing off. We lost CPR Matt a while ago. I'll throw my little shameless plugs out there real quick and turn it back to you, Ray. You can find Pat and myself at Facebook, CPR Dennis, CPR Matt. You can catch us on typically Monday and Wednesday nights. Monday nights are Full Spectrum Unleashed. Wednesday nights, Full Spectrum Radio. You'll never know what we're going to discuss, who we're going to discuss it with, or, well, basically what kind of trouble we'll get in.
But it is fun. I have to admit, you guys cracked me up. And
well,
I appreciate you being out there with me.
I appreciate that, and I'm glad we make you laugh, brother. But, you know, it wouldn't be so damn funny if we had any sanity left.
Well, people tell me I'm crazy all the time, so I fit right in there. It's, you know, we all entertain ourselves, I guess, to a degree. But at least we have fun, and we're not out there hacking each other up. We're having a good time. We're helping people, and that's really what it's all about. So depending on how it runs tomorrow, if you want me to, I might be able to run the board for you.
I'm
it
sorry,
depends
no,
on
yeah.
where I'm at, but
that's
I'll
good.
Do what I can. If you want me to. So I appreciate you guys asking me on and hanging out with me this evening. Did have a great time. And I'll hit you up here in a few minutes with some stats. You good?
Yes. I am good. Ray, give me just 1 second, brother. I'll be right back with you.
All right. So anybody still listening? Parafest 2013, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Sands Casino should start up around 10 o'clock again tomorrow if you're in the area. I wish I was able to get up there and hang out with them, but unfortunately there's things I have to do here.
Not a problem. By the way, I'm the PR. All right, awesome. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, man. Sorry, brother. I had Patrick here with Gettysburg Paranormal Association. Had walked up to me, and he is the creator of the VRM that you saw on Ghost Adventures, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's just how it works out here, man. They see you rolling around and. You know, everybody's standing in front of you, they just walk up to you and start talking. So,
that's right. Do what you got to do.
I got to tell you, I have seen everything from probably 4 and 5 year old children in costume rolling around here to, I think the oldest one I've seen, I'd have to say, is probably mid 60s. Everybody seems to be having a good time. One thing I do want to throw out real quick, it's Halloween Haunts at Dorney Park. If you're anywhere close to the Allentown, PA area, Dorney Park and Halloween Haunt, they do a haunted adventure, I guess. And it runs Friday and Saturday nights. September 13, they're going to kick off. And actually runs through October 26th, and they're actually going to do bonus Sunday nights, October 6th through the 27th. And right now, if you come out here to the Sands Bethlehem Event Center, you can see a monster truck that is all decked out for the Thorny Park Halloween Haunt, big Ford F-250. God, I don't know. This thing's probably sitting on like 38s or something. Huge tires. Got spider legs hanging over it. Pretty sweet. They've got an ambulance out here from New Jersey Pro, which is a paranormal research team. So you definitely need to stop out here, folks.
Sounds good.
That's all I got, brother. That's all
right,
I got.
Brother. I appreciate you hanging out with me this evening. And I had a blast hanging out with you guys. Y'all be careful. Make sure you're getting hydrated and eating well and give your dogs a rest.
Yeah, I'm going to go find a quiet corner and molest a beer, I think.
I hear you. All righty, I'll be hitting you up with some numbers here shortly.
All right, sounds great, Ray. Thanks so much for having us on air with you, brother. I'm glad we were able to.
I appreciate y'all being here for me. I had a blast, dude. I appreciate
you're more than
you.
You're welcome,
brother. Yeah, I had a really good time.
I wish you could live vicariously through me, but, you know, there's enough people doing that, and, well, there's just not quite enough of me going around. But you have a great night, Ray.
All right. You too, Dennis. Tell Matt I said, hey, y'all have fun. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, brother. I certainly will. Thanks, man. CPR Dennis signing off.
Peace out.